The Rush Hour, 4 p.m. weekdays, thanks to Southern Volkswagen Ranella, 104.7 Triple M.
Happy Friday, family. Great to have your company. 2 hours coming up. We're going to drive you home, get you there safe and sound, maybe into a froth at the end of a long working week. It's our last day on air, so we're up and about, so I'm going out to do this. What the hell? Juice, take the reins.
G'day, Louis. G'day, Adelaide. Great to be here. We've got a cracking show. We've got plenty to talk about, Lulu. We've got some great guests coming on the show. We're going to talk about Bathurst with Dave Reynolds. Is he our boy?
Davey boy, yep.
Okay. Jackson Trengo will join us live. And he's on a Western Bulldogs jumper too,
He's going to bid us farewell. He's a doggy.
Au revoir.
He's at the kennel.
He's gone.
He's at you dogs.
And we're going to talk to Ersin Güler. Did I get that right?
Almost.
From Adelaide United.
Absolutely. A very impressive individual.
Isn't he?
Who's centre-back for Adelaide
United. Look forward to that chat.
Can't wait to catch up with him and, most importantly, family. Okay. See where the juice sits where it comes to the bandwagon. Because sad times when we say goodbye to Marcello Carrusco, who just happens to be
playing tonight against Brisbane Roar. I'll be watching it. He's wearing number 9. We've got 5 United players playing for Melbourne City. Anyway, what's happening in the trade world?
Oh, there's a lot going on. We'll get to it in a moment. I just want to play something, a little grab.
Happened?
Well, it would appear that everybody wants to do what the extraterrestrial wanted to do in the 80s.
E.T. Home phone.
E.T. phone home. E.T. phone home. E.T. phone home.
Yeah, that's it. Charlie Cameron, phone home. Aaron Francis, phone home. Jake Lever, phone home.
Oh, stop it. Jackson Drinker.
Tell you, Jacko had no choice in his. I don't know. I've just checked what's available these days to stay in touch with family and friends. Facebook, Skype, Snapchat, Tinder to make friends. Twitter.
Yeah.
There is 1,000. And don't forget the actual blower that you can jump on. You can actually ring up.
And the hard line.
And can I give you this one? The majority of young men these days don't even talk. They actually sit on their phones when they're hanging out with each other. So I don't know how badly you can be missing home. Can we come up with a clause for homesickness? Juice.
Maybe it should be in the contract.
Honestly, can parents divulge in the interviews they have at Trade Week and Draft Camp and all this other stuff that I've got a mummy's boy that has to go home at some point in time?
I think you need to declare it.
I think you've got to declare you're carrying
mummy's boy.
I carry that gene. Yeah. I'm a mummy's boy. Yeah. And at some point I'll probably want to go home.
Mm.
If you don't look after me and give me everything.
This drives you nuts, doesn't it?
It drives me
insane. Left the nest when? How old were you?
18. Mm. Went to Darwin. Mm. Tell me this. Whatever happened to the generation that couldn't wait to get out of the house and go and live life from out underneath the shadows, the wingspan of your parents?
I moved out at 16. In with Mugga McGoran.
With Mugs.
Yes.
and look how you turned out. Absolutely brilliant.
2 years I spent
Some of the best days of your life sharing a house.
Yeah.
You know the only reason they're going home?
What's happening?
So mum can cook them a Sunday roast and wash their clothes.
Oh, no.
I mean, honestly.
Yeah, well.
Honestly, living it. I was in a boarding house with 20 other kids when I first went to cities. Great times.
Yeah.
Big corker driving around in his little Honda.
Mum's making their beds as we speak.
I know.
They're coming back
home. Mum's putting a crease in their jeans. Doing their collars. Folding T-shirts. Who folds T-shirts? And irons them. Who does that? Mums do.
Oh, they're coming home and they're going home. Jeepers.
Matera wants to go home to Perth. They all want to go home. Coming up next, we'll give you an update on what has been happening. Of course, Jackson Trengo, he is a Western Bulldog. We'll tell you more in a moment.
It's the Rush Hour, Charles and Louis, for Southern Volkswagen in Ranella on Triple M.
Adam McDougall is the health hacker.
Health hacking is simply hacking into the tools, tricks and routines of the healthiest, happiest and most successful people in the world and applying these little tricks and routines into your own life. I'm a health hacker because I've been a professional athlete for 20 years, but I've also combined my experience as an athlete with my university studies, from economics to nutrition and sports science, with the practical application that I achieved as an athlete to help people hack into their health. In each episode, I'm going to share with you the tools, tricks, and routines of the healthiest, happiest, and most successful people in the world. You can hack into your own health and live a happier and healthier life.
The Health Hacker with Adam McDougall. Listen now at podcastone.com.au or download the Podcast One app.
Jackson Tringo coming up around about 5:30 on the Rush Hour with Charles and Louis on 104.7 Triple M. Thanks to Southern Volkswagen, Main South Road in Ranelagh.
Yeah, Jackson Tringo, he's a free agent no more. Free agency Friday today, Juice. That is locked and lodged and loaded. Jacko is officially a Western Bulldog. We wish him all the best of luck. We're talking to him around about 5:30. He was on Melbourne Trade Radio earlier today explaining what led to the circumstances of him ending up being a Bulldog.
Probably towards the end of the year, it was almost made for me with, I got dropped in a couple of games and, I was working really hard in the sample to get back into the side for finals. And, I was left out in a game where I probably thought that I could have played in and could have helped the team out. And probably, that along with family and obviously, as I mentioned before, my little girl growing up in Melbourne was probably the key factors.
So there's Jacko, add a bonus for him, he's heading home. Mm. Both he and his wife's families are there.
Yeah, nice, Sean.
This is good, isn't it?
He's been wonderful, Jacko.
It's been a real find for the Rush Hour.
Mm. He has been very good.
Keep it rolling too, Murphy, at it, because it has been confirmed Charlie Cameron wants out of the Adelaide Crows.
Yes, absolutely.
Wants to go home, live in Brisbane to be around family and friends for compassionate reasons. Adelaide playing hardball at the moment, and certainly playing hardball with Jake Lever. And he won't be attending tonight's BNF.
Jeez, so there's a spare plate.
God, haven't you sucked up, you lot?
Chicken.
I mean, lose the grand final, and you think the world's going to close in on you. You're shut down. There's no media.
I'm disappointed.
There's nothing happening.
But I'm disappointed. He should attend tonight.
If he wanted to go, yeah.
He should go. Well, but who's told him he can't go? The Adelaide Crows, or was it Jake Lever's manager?
Who knows where all that sits? That's somewhere in between. Probably lies the truth, Jars, but
that is
probably not a great environment for him to be in, because
probably not.
Like they say, once you make your mind about what's the point of being there. And if anybody asks why is Charlie Cameron probably going, well, Charlie's got a contract and they haven't agreed to release him or do anything. So that is still probably a different ballgame. But
anyway.
Certainly, I don't know. I can't recall a player leaving that's caused as much unrest, not only just with a footy club, because they were prickly. Birdman was really prickly the other day. So much so that they've all sort of shut up shop. I can't remember a player, especially in the modern era, causing, such angst. Tippett would have, in terms of the comeback factor,
Because he lied. He lied to his mates.
See, I'd be... I can't wait for Adelaide to play Melbourne next year, if that's where he ends up.
Tex v. Lever. What a matchup.
I look forward to that. Other good news, if you can see it that way, especially here in Adelaide, his young gun, Aaron Francis, who is currently at Essendon, has asked to come home.
Right.
What do you know about that?
Well, I'm led to believe that the Adelaide Crows are very keen on this young man, and I think he'll be a very good replacement for Lever, as with the, and we'll talk about it very shortly.
First round draft pick, I think, single digits, too, from memory, a couple of years back.
Yep. So,
big unit.
What is he? What, 6'3"?
Yep.
Mobile, can play both ends.
Yeah. So, what do you know about the Crows' interest in Steve Motlop?
We'll be meeting him over the weekend. And
touring the facility.
Well, he'll be doing all that. Mm-hmm. I told you yesterday that some of the Port players had some concerns about Stephen Motlop's
They said it's a no for
character.
Me.
Yep. Yeah. All right. So, but look, very good replacement for Cameron if they let him go.
Oh, outstanding.
Like for like.
Well, we asked the question the other day. If Port were into him, why weren't Adelaide?
Yeah.
For that very reason. Yep. Run and carry, game breaker,
nice,
all that sort of stuff.
Outside run.
Jackie Watts is touring the Geelong facilities this weekend.
That's a better fit for him there.
I'll tell you what, could we start up a business as the AFL tour guides?
Actually, we might do all right.
And just take the boys
through.
Show them around without the pressure of club
could
officials.
Could we do Stephen Motlop tomorrow?
We could do. Obviously.
We'll invoice the club or what?
Normally I'd say yes, but you have a lot of trouble getting in down there.
I do not.
And someone might go, what are you doing here, mate? Again, and that might be an issue. And no one knows who I am. We'd have to have AFL credentials, but I reckon we could do it, Jess.
Hey, Lou, I think Jack Watts would be a very good fit for the Geelong Football Club.
Great foil for Tomahawk and whoever else, and Harry. Yep. They need the Tom Lynch type hit up half forward who can run and cover the ground. Goes behind the footy at times, and he has to have a change. Has to have a change.
Yeah, great.
A couple of other ones floating around. Yep. Brandon Matera from the Gold Coast Suns, Nathan Wilson from the GWS Giants, who can thump the footy.
Yep.
Both WA boys, both all parties have agreed to try and get those deals done.
So they're going home.
They're going home.
The mums have called from the come home.
Mummy! Yep. There it is.
They've done an ET.
And the only one that's done anything good is Benny Brown. He's re-signed with the North Melbourne Kangaroos. He's staying for an extra 2 years on his deal.
How much?
Till 2020. enough to get himself a bloody good haircut. Can I just stop down, Murph, and change tact ever so slightly as we end this break? I'm going to post a photo, family, very shortly of Jars today. Rocking a new look here in studio, Stephen's Tyler style. And no, that's not lipstick. That's not eye makeup. That's not nail polish. No. It is scarves on the microphone. I'll get it up for you. Love your feedback. Love your feedback.
I've started
on
to
Twitter.
Embrace young Stephen. So.
Stevie?
Got big lips, hasn't he?
It is the Rush Hour with Lips and Louie on 104.7 Triple M.
It's the Rush Hour, Jars and Louie on 104.7 Triple M. Thanks to Southern Volkswagen in Ranello.
A little bit of BNF news too, because it is the season. Essendon Football Club, Joe Danaher, becomes the third Danaher to win the Crichton medal.
Yeah.
Uncle Neil won it in 81, Uncle Tez in 82. Oh, jeez. What's going on here? So apologies, that's me. That's my bad. So that is a fantastic lineage happening there with Joey Denner. Goddard came second, Heppel third. Moving on.
Let go of Goddard.
Yes, Geelong, Paddy Dangerfield, back-to-back BNFs from Mitch Duncan and Zach Tui. Mm-hmm. And Alan Richardson extended till the end of 2020.
And the Crows have got theirs tonight.
Yeah.
And who are you tipping tonight? Slaney? Crouchy?
Yeah, Slaney finished well. Depends how far in front he is. Sauce had a real good year. Would be a very deserved winner. This year, the big
one.
Source.
Yep.
Port Adelaide too.
Keen. They got theirs tonight as well.
And keen on Robbie Graygram for four in a row. Keen on Aaron Francis, aren't they?
Yes, they are.
Can I just quick sidebar? I ran into Adelaide's very own Hugh Hefner today, Gussie Monfries.
And, did you? Yeah, who is he?
And Dom Cassisi, just having a coffee down at Tallahassee, local one. The boys had a bit of a joke. I said, are we having a farewell party for Hef? Gussie, to his credit, could laugh. It was good.
Good
no, he's going
good
well.
Good boy, Gussie.
Cassis, I think, was hungover. Don.
So, he's the mafia.
It was good to see
he's
the boys. Don. Yeah, the old Triple M mafia. Yeah. So, it was good to see Gussie and the boys. And I just thought maybe a farewell party for Imps, Baby Jazz.
Oh, no. They're all going to ride their bikes here.
Yeah, of course. There'll be no cars involved. But plenty still to come. I've got to talk to Davey Reynolds because Bathurst is here. It's honest. Your mate, the weed, goes up every year.
He does too.
Wayne Wiedemann.
Yeah, he's up there on the mountain.
Davey Reynolds coming up at around 4:45 on the M. Jackson Trengove. Western Bulldogs Jackson Trengove is going to join us after 5:30. Jacko, the first of the free agents to go through, locked and loaded at his new club. He's going to join us around 5:30. Davey Reynolds too. Bathurst is on us, Jazz. This Sunday, he's going to talk to us what's happening up at the mountain right now. Yesterday, you dropped a bombshell. You were relieved, or as they say in the business, sacked.
Oh, sacked.
Sacked as numero uno handyman from your house. So here's what went down.
This morning, got called into the kitchen.
Oh.
Can I just have a little word? I'm going to get a handyman in. I'm going to ring up. I've got a name of a bloke. Well.
Sacked.
Well. I said, hey, pull up. No, I'm the handyman around here.
Where's
the get the belt on.
133532, by the way, if you've been sacked at home from any job, we'd love to hear from you because I've got a feeling it's not unusual. This type of thing certainly happens at the coalface. You've got an update for us.
Well, it didn't go down well when I got home yesterday regarding our chat and the family's chat. And obviously we've retweeted a photo of a young man that could replace me as our handyman.
A potential candidate Maz is looking at.
So Maz saw that tweet and saw that individual and basically said to me, well, he can move in free board.
Oh, right. Move in and free board.
Free board. Jeez. Straight away, he can move in.
Free board.
We got a spare room.
See, I'm looking at that.
Fair dinkum.
Well, I reckon you're in the spare room.
She wants to work on a contra deal with him.
She's got magic hands, great masseuse. And obviously from her house.
Jeez, oh, Lou.
Put it this way.
Lou.
I know I don't know Maz that well, but I would suggest by the end of summer, the house would be looking good.
So, I can't get reinstated. I can't reapply for my job or position.
So, what are you? You're not Tim Taylor. You're not Al Borland.
No.
You can't even get you're not even getting a gig.
I'm not, what's the block? What's our mate on the block?
You're not even Keefe.
I'm not Keefe.
You're not even Foreman Dan or Keefe. You know who you are? You're the lazy plumber in house one.
With the bum crack.
Yeah, who can't do anything.
Be Dax around me.
He's doing extortion as a part-time gig.
She said he can move in.
That's very good.
Oh, no.
Has it whipped you? Is there any response from you?
Not really. I took the mower out, but then our accountant rocked up. So I put the mower back in.
Yeah, and you know why the accountant's there, don't you? The division of assets. 133353. Have you been sacked by your wife?
Yes.
For anything? From home? A job at home? One of your, a dad job? If you've been sacked, I don't want to know whether you've been sacked from the job, all right, because that is the first thing that goes more often than not. But I want to know if you've been sacked like Jars at home, all right? 133353, jump on Twitter. Give us a buzz.
Yeah.
We'll help. We'll help.
Yeah.
Talk it out. It's a rush hour.
Jars and Louis for Southern Volkswagen in Ranelagh on Triple
R. Steve.
Jackson Trengo for the final time, around about 5:30 on the rush hour with Jars and Louis on 104.7 Triple M.
First it was Blighty, now it's Maz. Jars has been sacked again. He's been relieved of home handyman duties. Maz called an extraordinary meeting yesterday.
Yeah, she did.
Yep.
Called me in the kitchen.
Called you in.
Yep.
And this, of course, being off the back of being called in to the hotel room the previous weekend in dressing gown and with the suggestion that it might be time to... Yeah. Hit the treadmill.
Yeah.
Kenji. You know, things come in threes, don't you?
Yeah, well, I'm a bit nervous about the third one, Lulu.
We've got some calls coming through about when you've been sacked at home.
Mickey of Blakeview. G'day, Mick.
Yeah, how you going, boys?
Good, Mick. What have you been sacked from?
I've been permanently banned for any use of power tools in my house.
What happened?
4 data cables destroyed.
Oh, dear.
Mick.
Dear Mick. Jeez.
$600 worth of damage.
Yeah.
So where are the power tools now, Mick?
Locked up away from me.
Thanks, Mick. Have a great weekend.
Vicky of Grange. G'day, Vicky.
Hello, how are you?
Righto, Vic. You're the one doing the banning. What have you banned hubby from?
Mowing the lawns with my son because
they
kept arguing all the time.
Oh, it was the blue
really?
On the lawnmower.
How cool.
So now I'm back. Him and then I do the lawns with my son now.
Right.
She sucked in. So Vicky and the son mow the lawn.
Vic, was there any severance pay, of that sort of stuff?
No.
No.
He just looked out, had a look and goes, okay, and went back inside.
Oh. Thanks, Vic. Well, have a good weekend.
Mickey Woodcroft. G'day, Mick.
Hello.
Mick, you've been sacked, but it's probably more premeditated by the sounds of things.
Yeah, I was sacked from doing the bathrooms. You do a crap job and then you get banned from it.
Yeah, well, reverse psychology.
Yeah, absolutely. The only thing I do good is the clothes washing.
Oh, there you go. All right. Yeah.
Well, don't lose that gig.
On the other thing with not getting it on, it's like rare as hen's teeth, mate, after 31 years.
Yeah, that's a good call. Good call, Caro. 31 years, not much happening.
It must be a certain year that you just go, that'll do.
You're getting close to
No, we're not.
You're 27 years.
Doesn't matter.
Hey, make hay while the sun shines.
Greg
for 4 years.
Marino. G'day, Greg.
Yeah, g'day, boys. How you going?
Righto, Greg. You're getting sacked.
Go.
What's doing?
Mate, Jars, I sympathise with you. Yeah. I get this all the time. Mm. I'm a chippy, for crying out loud.
Oh.
And my wife has threatened to call other carpenters in, other handymen in. She does it all the time.
Yep.
And it's the only way she gets anything done around here, because I'll tell you what, it's going to burn a hole in my pocket if she does that.
Oh, pricks your pride.
Jeez,
a bit,
Greg.
Yeah.
It's degrading, isn't it, mate?
Well, mate, I'm shattered. Like, I take pride in my establishment, but, you know, she just called me in and said, that's it, I'm going to get a handyman in. I said, no, you're not.
But, Greg, yes, in fairness to Maz, you sound like a man that's actually got some qualifications.
Good with your hands.
Well, tell my wife that, mate, because I don't think she believes me sometimes.
I'll tell you what I will do for nothing. You send Jars down to work on your house.
I can clean windows.
I don't think we'll get too much work done, Jars.
Nah, good on you, mate.
Beautiful, Greg. Have a great weekend. Thanks for the calls,
everybody.
All right,
boys, you too. See you, champ.
You're not alone, Juice.
No.
You'll never walk alone, my friend.
Love it.
Do you think you'll get reinstated?
It's very unlikely, because she was on the phone when I was leaving for work today talking to some man, finding out about prices.
So maybe this weekend's your chance to do a sneaky job or two.
Honestly, Luke.
And just say, look, ta-da, I'm back, babe, I'm back.
I got ready. I had everything on today. I had my footy shorts on, my gear, my belt, my mower, my snipper.
I've got a mental image right now that you're one of these blokes. You've got all the gear but no idea.
For the very last time, Jackson Trengo, Jacko, ran about 5:30 with the rush hour in Jars and Louis on 104.7 Triple M for Southern Volkswagen in Ranelagh.
Time to talk the supercars. We're in Bathurst this weekend. Qualifying's been happening, just finished up. And our man on the line, Davey Reynolds, has come in second. He's super slick this weekend. Dave, welcome to the rush hour.
Yeah, thanks, man. Thanks for having me.
Mate, we're loving it. You were super fast yesterday. Last one around and kept up the great form today. Only Scotty McLaughlin pipping you today with a record time.
Yeah, mate. Yeah, did a pretty good time myself. But yeah, Scott was about 2.5 tenths up the road. But
We think we know where that is, but it's going to be really, really hard for me to catch him. But, you know, the objective was just to get in the top sort of three or four for the shootout tomorrow, and we're second, so it's really good.
So what are you, Dave, what are the instructions? Because we know you want to be fast, you want to be on top of the grid, we want to get pole, but also got to keep the car together so to make sure that you can actually win the goddamn thing.
Yeah, exactly. But in the famous words of Ricky Bobby, if you're not first, you're last.
Yeah, beautiful.
You're last.
You're last. Last.
Nah, mate, it's all going really good.
Hey, mate, the track itself, how's it going over there in day two of Bathurst there, Davey boy?
Yeah, it's going really good. Like, the track's pretty speedy. You know, we're eight tenths up from the pace we were last year. So, mate, everyone's flying out there and pushing on and trying really hard. And that's why, you know, a couple of cars have hit the fence quite badly. Mm. And, yeah, but it's just one of those tracks that you just love being here and you love the whole aspect of everything. And, you know, all the fans are awesome. And, yeah, it's just a sick race, sick place to be.
It's the sort of event, Dave, that I would imagine you would be just at home being a fan in the outer as you are on track and having sort of buried your stuff from last year and just coming up and digging it up again.
Mate, I wouldn't be at home. I'd be here. If I wasn't racing, I'd love to go hang out at the top of the hill you know, get retarded and stuff and have a good time.
Yeah, no, it's very, very exciting. So the shootout tomorrow, what happens between now and then? The boys work on the car a little bit and you just get your jets and just freshen up and be ready to go?
Yeah, mate. So my objective tomorrow, we've got practice 6, which goes for about an hour, and my co-driver will do some of that. And then hopefully I'll jump in the end and do a little quality sim possibly just to get ready for the one lap dash, which is the biggest like shootout of the year. You get this beautiful place yourself and it's very, very stressful for me, but you know, hopefully I'll rise to the occasion.
The co-driver, do you just pull him aside and say, take care of my baby?
Not at all. I actually enjoy watching him go around because I know I don't have to deal with the stress. It's almost crushing it all the time. So I like handballing that.
Now, mate, I'm awfully excited. I'm looking forward to Sunday because I just think if you're able to salute, I just cannot imagine what the scenes will be on the podium and when you get up the top and how drenched everybody will be with your post-race celebration. So I'm wishing you all the best of luck, mate.
Thanks, man. I'm gonna get the boys to make a little pool. If I win, I'll swan dive off the podium and do like a gassy or something into it.
Oh, I love it. I want to see some shake and bacon too, all right?
Shake and bake.
Shake and bake, boys. Thank you very much.
There is the number 9, the Holden Commodore from Erebus Motorsport, the one and only Dave Reynolds. Good luck, Dave.
Thanks, boys. Cheers.
There he is. And, of course, Bathurst, Sunday.
Oh, yeah.
Can't wait. The shootout tomorrow. Plenty to talk about. Jackson Trengove after 5.
Thanks to Southern Volkswagen in Ranelagh, Main South Road, Ranelagh. They're closer than you think. It's the Rush Hour with Jars and Louis on 104.7 Triple M.
Big second hour still to come on the Rush Hour. Jars and Louis here. We're going to talk Adelaide United. Heading up first up over the ditch. Wellington Phoenix is game number 1. We're going to talk to a young man who's going to lead from the back this year at the Reds. And Jackson Trengove's going to join us around 5:30. Of course, Jacko officially became a Western Bulldogs this morning on free agency Friday. That is locked and loaded, the first one to cross on over. Quiz with no name today. Sorry. Always interesting. Always a good segment, but always greater on a Friday because we roll the die. We roll the dice.
Where is it?
The multiplier. I haven't got it yet. I'm going to do it live this time.
Okay.
Do you want it now?
No. Do it live. No. It's better.
I like the anticipation. We get the caller on the line. We roll it and they say, what is it? And we say 6 and we watch Murph collapse.
Collapse.
Right. Okay. And of course, for those who wonder, the quiz is very much like the Brownlow. It is locked up, delivered to us at around about 5:04 every day.
Correct.
From the security
firm.
We don't see
the questions.
We don't see it. We can't adjust. We can't do any of that stuff. And that's why Murph always has a heart attack every single time. Jars throws out a freebie in Auto Masters or we roll the dice. Bloody magical to watch.
I made it a bit tougher today.
Oh, that's right. What's that? That's all right. I mean, you got to value your job.
Yeah,
that's the right thing. Charlie Cameron has told his management, and they've sort of all gone around the circles, that he will be attending the BNF tonight for the Crows.
Yeah, good.
Jake Lever not invited. That is the mail out there.
That's disappointing to hear.
And Aaron Francis, who was a very high draft pick a couple of years back and still contracted to the Essendon Football Club, has told that football club that he wants out and wants to come home. Port Adelaide are keen. So two, I think,
Crows.
Are the Crows.
Yep.
So watch with interest over the next 11 days, starting on Monday, where that gets to. And, of course, Charlie Cameron, if you missed it, it is official yesterday, told the football club he wants to return to Brisbane on compassionate grounds.
Yes.
To be back with family and friends. He, too, is still under contract.
Hasn't enjoyed this year either.
Hasn't?
Hasn't enjoyed this year being in Adelaide.
All right, then. Well, that's it. The number is 133353. Going to have some fun in the second hour, but 133353 is the number. You want to play the quiz with no name, which is sponsored by Automasters, which I know doesn't make any sense, but you know what we're talking about coming up next. Big hour still to come. We're on until 6 o'clock. Obviously, footy's finished, so right through until 6. Jackson Trengove at 5:30, Adelaide United. We're going to talk the Reds in this season opener against the Wellington Phoenix just a little after that. Juice. Socceroos weren't dealt any favours last night, but for some very shonky refereeing. Mm-hmm. Here is Ange talking about the 1-1 draw over in Malaysia.
It's pretty hard to be too critical. We're doing everything right, and half a yard the other way, and we're not even talking about it. So, yeah, it's a player's credit. They stuck to it. It was a tough night, no doubt about it. Physically, it took its toll on us, and for some of the boys, especially who haven't played a lot, I thought they did a really good job.
We got a stinker at the end, didn't we, Juice?
It wasn't there. It wasn't there. The ref cheated.
Stinker.
He cheated, Lou. It was fair dinkum cheat.
But like Boz said, good news is we got the draw. We get back home now.
Next week.
And we try and make the most of it and get ourselves done there.
Belt them.
Bit of BNF news. Danger's won his second Kaji Greaves medal down there at Geelong back-to-back. And Joe Danaher becomes the third Danaher behind
Fantastic.
Uncle Terry and Uncle Neil.
Uncle Neil
in 81 and Tez in 82 and Joey now this year, which is a fantastic effort. Crows BNF, no Jake Lever, not attending.
No.
But Charlie Cameron is. Mm-hmm. His manager said today that the Crows could set themselves up for 10 years if they trade him.
That's
some sweet talk, isn't it?
That's why he's a manager.
Was Tex spotted today anywhere with a bandage on his
hand? Yeah, our boy Texan had post-season surgery, Lou, on his right hand. Heavily bandaged up. Obviously, he's got the BNF tonight. He's at the barbershop getting a bit of a lick over.
Nice.
So, obviously, a couple of fingers there or a finger that needed some repair work.
Done
but, they're all going in now to get their little niggles done.
And be on the lookout for Stevie Motlop this weekend.
Absolutely.
Floating around town, touring and facilities down there at West Lakes. Wow. Very exciting time this time of year. I don't know whether it's this year, but it's coming thick and fast, isn't it?
It's gone so quick. Do we do this in radio? Does this happen to us in radio?
Great question.
Could we be spotted at other stations if we're not?
Imagine if there was the Free Agent Friday in radio.
Oh,
and the calls were coming thick and fast, and you and I are trying to do a show, and, Fiji 97.2 was calling.
Yeah, absolutely.
And they've gone to James, our boss, and said to James, what's it going to take to get Juice over? Because he's beloved. He's beloved here in the islands.
I'm telling you.
You're going to get a bit of land. You're one of the kings.
I need to be over there.
And you're due back.
You know, what about Mount Gambier? Oh, exactly. Could we go back?
The Blue Lakes.
Work from there.
Could they want us full time, all the time?
Could we
go down and do breakfast in the Mount? Could we? I mean,
it'd be good.
Would the over 55s want to try and get a bit of the Fountain of Youth in there?
Maybe.
And maybe say, hey, boys, any chance of getting a package? Package deal.
Now I've started.
Could we do a bit of be syndicated across Australia?
There you go. Now you're talking.
Yeah. Get so big we get our own studio and our own line in at our house and we just Skype it in.
They're done.
And the fans could see you being Stephen Tyler of Aerosmith today with the scarves wrapped around. Might be wondering why we're just banging on in here, but we're just having a few technical difficulties.
What's happened?
Right now, I should be rolling the die jars and doing the multiply.
I'm practicing.
I reckon we play a song and then we come back and do it after that, okay? That's just my call.
We've got a multi-million dollar bloody studio.
That was Sean Craig Murphy making that call.
All right. AustralianRadioSchool.com.
Sit tight. We're not going anywhere, family. We can't.
It's the rush hour. Charles and Louis on 104.7 Triple M.
Can we fix this?
For Southern Volkswagen in Ranelagh, it's the Rush Hour. Charles and Louis on 104.7 Triple M.
The Rush Hour's quiz with no name. Thanks to Automasters.
Your drive home isn't always smooth, but make sure your car runs smoothly. Call 1-300-AUTOMASTERS.
All right, our family, time for the quiz. Very special edition of the quiz today, thanks to Automasters. Our phone lines are frozen. So, Jeremy and Morfitt Vale, we have got a stand-in for you. Mm. It's the lovely Chelsea, our gun for hire here in our sales department, the one and only Chelsea. Welcome to the Rush Hour on debut.
Thanks, Charles. Thanks, Louis.
Cheers.
Righto, Chelsea, you don't know this, but on a Friday, we roll the dice for the multiplier of the Automasters. So if I roll up 6, you get 6 Automasters lifelines. It's almost done and dusted and halfway there. All right, so.
Let's pray for 6.
Do you want to roll it?
Sure.
All right.
Just makes it fair.
Land it on the table, just so.
Only 2.
Two. Bit That's stiff, Chelsea. So 2. You've got 60 seconds. Your time will start at the end of the first question. make sure you use your Automasters lifeline. Pass card is always good. All right. What you can and say will be used against you as your final answer. All right. Okay. Jew sometimes gets him out a little loose on the lip, but that's not his fault. That's surgery. So you ready to go?
Ready.
Each question's worth $10. Get all 10 right. You win $1,000 for Jeremy of Morphett Vale.
Apologies in advance, Jeremy.
Let's go.
All right, Jez. How many points did the 36ers lose by last night?
One.
What was the score in the World Cup qualifier between the Socceroos and Syria?
Two.
How many AFL games has Charlie Cameron played? 73, 75 or 77?
Automasters.
Oh, lucky. We're about to say you're goodbye. Lucky. Hey, what's the name of Adelaide United's new coach?
Automasters.
All right. Well played.
All right. What's the name of the medal that Powers Club champion received tonight?
John Cahill medal.
What sport does Sophie Devine play?
Stop cheating.
Cricket.
How many points did the Diamonds defeat the Silver Ferns last night? Three, six or seven?
Three.
What's the name of the medal for the clothes club champion?
Oh.
The Messiah.
Quick.
The Messiah.
Oh, Malcolm Blight.
Okay. Which Australian fast bowler has been ruled out of the Ashes series, Jez?
Come on, Jez.
Oh,
quick.
She's looking at the window to see if someone's going to give her the answer. Jez,
say pass.
Pass.
Which Victorian club has lodged paperwork to sign up Jackson Tringo?
Oh, Western Bulldogs.
All right.
We'll take that one, even though it's after
the buzzer.
That's
a good
effort, Jessa.
All right.
AKA Chels.
All right.
All right, shocking start. Thought it was all over.
Okay, that's not too bad.
Jeremy and Morphett Vale.
I'm going to be tough.
One, two, three, four, five, six, seven. Correct.
$70, Jez. Well played.
Well done.
Well played, Chels. How many points did the Sixers lose by last night? It was two. And when I hold up two fingers for what were the score of the World Cup qualifier in each hand,
it's
1-1.
One-all.
1-1, Jez.
I thought that was Jess.
Oh, what? All right. Then great work with the Automasters lifeline to save your bacon. How many AFL games has Charlie Cameron played? That'd be 73. Great improv there by the Juice to give you multiples. Name of Adelaide United's coach, Automasters, Marco Kurtz. He's doing a wonderful job out there. And then everything else, the only one you
number nine, Lily,
balked on was which Australian fast bowler has been ruled out of the Ashes series, Jeremy of Morphett Vale. Yeah. That's James Pattinson.
And he's single.
$70 coming your way.
Done.
Well played.
Well done.
Jezza, well played. Chels, thanks for helping out. Much appreciated.
I'll get these phones working.
Oh, shit, that was so good.
Yeah, we're still on air, Jez.
It's the rush hour. Charles and Louis on 104.7 Triple M. For Southern Volkswagen in Ranella. 15 minutes away for Jackson Trengove on the rush hour with Charles and Louis on 104.7 Triple M for Southern Volkswagen in Ranella.
Week one of the school holidays are done yes. and dusted. Why am I talking about that on a predominantly sports show? Well, it is a game. The school holidays are a massive game.
It is.
The kids v. the parents.
It's like being involved in the Olympics.
And the purse strings versus your pockets.
Oh, boy.
It is.
So you're 7 days down. Are you not?
7 days in, and I'll tell you what.
How are you feeling?
The cheese and kisses. I'm okay because I get the release. I get to come in here and hang out with you.
Thanks, mate. What about your wife, Ange?
Lovely Flash. Well,
Flash.
Corked. I mean, she thinks she's playing Australia's version of Survivor right now. She really does. Head on the pillow. Don't worry about anything happening after hours.
No. Don't go there, sister.
Fatigue makes cowards of us all.
So the three of them have worked her over.
Oh, absolutely. And it's relentless working over. You're always on the clock. There's no downtime. No. There's a, Mom.
Yeah.
Mom. Yeah. I mean, you forget they can't feed themselves at 8, 6 or 3.
No.
You know, where's the independence juice these days?
But guess what? You've got another 7 to go.
7 down, 7 to go. There's a saying getting around, lose your mind or your money. Take the pick.
Oh, no.
You either spend up big and keep them occupied and get your sanity. Otherwise, if you roll the dice and you go one-on-one, if they take you to the goal square like my three have taken my wife, it is all over.
That's one out or triple team.
You know what it is? It is Jamie Shanahan versus Darren Jarman all over again. That is what is happening at my house right now. And my wife's a far better player than that, but she's getting taken to the cleaners right now by my three.
Right.
They are working her over a treat. Triple teaming her when clearly the best player stuck on the bench at work can't get back on the ground.
You can't get back on.
I can't take him for
the rotations.
I can't take him on the tramp 2-on-1. You know, I can't pick them all three up at one time and carry him out the back and go digging and occupy him, throwing clods of dirt.
No.
Can't do any of that.
No.
So I'm stuck on the bench.
So there's families out there
I'm sure
in the same
we're not
situation
the only
as
one.
You are. And
I mean, now I see it now. It's almost a flash. It's almost a counselling hotline. Seven down. Seven to go. I mean, you don't even want to say.
Well, what are you
going to
do?
You don't even want to say it.
Yeah, but what are you going to do? We're on holidays next week.
You know what I want to do? I want to find an orphanage. I just want to throw them all in there for a little bit and just give her a bit of peace. I mean, a bit of time. Can you call time out in life? Yeah. No. Like the 36ers, I just want to call everyone to the bench and just reset.
You want to time out.
Right now, she's getting tech foul. She's one tech foul away from being evicted. She's about to be ejected out of the game because of these three kids.
Yeah, but she's got another week
to
go.
Because these bloody teachers want holiday after holiday after holiday after holiday.
So what are you going to do for the next 7 days?
Oh, I'm thinking of packing them all up and going to my mum's.
Why don't you leave them at home?
And going to my mum's house like all the AFL players and take them all up there. Yeah. That's it. Mum, take them. Take them off my bloody heads. 1-3-3-5-3. Seven down, just seven bent. To go. Are you losing your mind,
Purge.
Your money? Hey, Purge.
Come with us.
Vent. Tell us all about it. Tell us about your woes. Yeah. Get it off your chest. I feel better.
And what are you going to do for the next 7 days?
I mean, how do you get through it, honestly? When you look at it, I mean, don't, whatever you do, take down all the clocks, the calendars, take it all off. Go off the grid.
Yeah.
Jackal style.
Yeah.
Get off the grid.
It. Check out.
Get yourself off the grid and call us. 1-3-3-5-3.
Where's Ange now?
Right now? Where is she? And I'll show you, this is legit. She's sending me through text.
She's walking around
about holiday stays. I kid you not, Charles. Let me come over.
Yeah, give us a look. What's Ange
she's
got?
She's sending through pictures of Dalesford, Stars.
Oh, she has too.
Hillview.
Help. Sheep, and she's got help.
Marion Bay. Elliot Port.
Hardrossan. Sheep is.
She's trying to get
she's
away.
She's out.
I've got a runner. I reckon I've got a runner. 1-3-3-5-3. Oh, if you're brilliant. Feeling and having the same predicaments as us, if you need to purge, if you've got any tips.
Score holidays.
Anything. Yeah. Help. This is a helpline. No. Help me to help you. 1-3-3-5-3. And Jars. And Murph. And me.
I need help.
I just had a bit of fun talking about the school holidays and how my wife is just struggling with seven down and seven to go. The Australian version of School Holidays Survivor, starring, I think, Jonathan LePaglia has actually rang in. Wants to know if he can get the rights to it, Jazz, and shoot it.
Oh,
you've been through it. You know all about it. We've got a caller on the line from Narra Court.
But Jace. G'day, Jace.
G'day, guys. How are you?
Jace, how do you win this game?
Hey, mate, avoidance, buddy. Avoidance. Hey, look, I'm from Narra Court. I'm working in Adelaide at the moment for 6 months, so I get home on the weekends.
Mm-hmm.
Like you guys, I've got a lovely wife and three gorgeous kids, but they're driving her spare.
Yep.
So my strategic move was I've encouraged her to go to her parents' place for the weekend, and I'm going home, put the feet up, and I'm watching Bathurst.
The old saying, dads are cool, mums are bad.
Yeah.
I like it. The only catch is my parents live 6 hours away, and Andrew's mum lives about 18 hours away.
There's planes, mate.
Yeah, I know. Oh. I know, but when you got three little suckers to throw into seats, mate, it ain't cheap. Thank you, Jace.
Good on you, Jace.
Appreciate the call. Have a great weekend.
Cheers, guys.
Ta. All right. We might just bump up the batting order here. Jacko's been delayed. Jacko Trengo.
Oh,
of course, he's been in Melbourne today, getting all things sorted. He's now a Western Bulldog.
Yeah.
So we might talk Adelaide United and our man, Ersan.
Yeah, Gullum. I look forward to this
Ersan
game.
Gullum, big, strong Gullum. Man, and see if he can talk you down.
Oh.
And get you back on board the Adelaide United Express next.
Okay.
It's the Rush Hour with Charles and Louis for Southern Volkswagen in Ranelagh. 104.7, Triple M.
Lovely.
Righto, Juice. Let's talk A-League. Let's talk Adelaide United. Okay, first game against Wellington Phoenix over in New Zealand.
Yep.
Kick off Sunday, 8th of October, 2:30 local time. We are joined with a new man on the roster and our roster. And the big question will be, where are you at? Please welcome Ersan Gullum.
Thank you, guys.
Urs, he's like to be known.
Great
All
environment.
Right. Mate, welcome to Adelaide. How have you found it? Because you've had a wonderful career so far playing football. You're born in Melbourne, Turkish professional football player. You play centre-back. How are you finding it?
Great. Adelaide, I wasn't expecting it to be this good, to be honest.
Yep.
I'm having a great time. My wife and I are settled in well.
Nice.
So we're all watching and waiting and wondering what the new coach is going to serve up. How has he been, Marco, so far? And I read with great interest the other day that he'd love to train you four times a day, but you're probably not quite up to it yet. He wants to just train.
We're a young squad. Boys all young. They want to obviously eventually play overseas. For them to play overseas, they got to used to get that training mentality. Four training sessions, I don't know, it's a bit too much.
Yeah,
even though I've played in Europe, it's still a bit
too much.
I understand three training sessions, but that's Marco. He's disciplined, he's German. They're all well known for that. I understand where Marco's coming from. New team, new coach, new system. When I get gets spot on.
Ange Postecoglou's been criticised for his high tempo work. Are we going to see a possession game? Are we going to see a long ball game? What are we going to see from you guys?
No, definitely no long ball games. He wants us to play football, which is what you need to play. Mm-hmm. You can't just kick it long and then
hope for the best.
You know, it doesn't work like that anymore. Marco's got a German philosophy in the club. It's working. We're doing well. The young players are learning every day. You know, I've seen from the first day I came to now, they've improved so much.
Well, the FFA result was fantastic.
That's right. I mean, look, we saw the teams that we played against in FFA, they weren't fit. We were already fit by the time they already were getting to where they are now. So that's already an improvement there.
Mate, what do you know about the A-League competition?
I used to follow it when I used to come back on holidays. Obviously, it was a different time off period for me when I used to come back, watch a few games. Mm. The intensity is not as high as it is overseas, but the work ethic in the players, and I think that just comes from the Australian mentality of work ethic. You know, that's one of my big attributes of playing overseas was my work ethic. Yeah. I always wanted to learn, and I think the Australian mentality helps.
Are we having fun at training? I've seen some of the pitches out there. It can be a bitch in pre-season.
Yeah, that's pre-season. Any sport you do, pre-season, no one likes. You know, that running, that gut running is just a killer.
We love the Reds colour, and Hindmarsh Stadium, when it's packed, is one of the best venues to watch football.
Well, before we start that question, can I just go back a touch?
Hang on.
The great man here, as swings and roundabouts is often a saying that goes with him, is off the Reds at the moment because of his love of Marcello Carrusco, who is no longer playing for the club. Now, they had what he called a tight relationship, which was so much so that that Cello fresh-aired him one day walking.
He was busy. He was waving to someone else.
He may have been in the zone, like you said, but he may not have been. Let's ask, and Urs, you can ask him, look him in the eye, he likes a bit of eye contact when he speaks. Ask him about his intentions for the coming season with the Reds.
Yeah, what are your intentions?
You've got to beat Wellington Phoenix on the weekend for me to maybe come back on board. I've been off for nearly 2.5 years. I've been frustrated with what's been happening with our boys.
Look, we've got a game, Melbourne Victory, at Adelaide Oval.
Yes,
we need you there in front row seats to support us. If we don't see you out on the stands, if I don't see you out on the stands, I don't know if I can't play that well.
I like Urs. And one bloke that we love dearly, we got two of them down here, Ronald Riggs, right, and our boy Tarek Elridge, who's one of our boys.
Mr. Bling.
Everyone loves Tarek Elridge.
All right, give him our love. All right, he'll be due for another visit. But and the Riggs, the enforcer.
I would say to both gentlemen that being the preseason and given such the outstanding performance of Urs today.
Yeah, he's been good, hasn't he?
That you're all on notice.
Oh, yeah, they are too.
In terms of a rush hour
look
gigs.
Look how cool he is.
Have a look at him. He's just...
And he's strong.
Tell you what, he's got a smooth radio
voice. You've got a bigger chest than I have. Strong.
Oh, glad you brought it up, Urs. He's just blown back out to 114 kegs.
Come on.
He's not in good shape, mate. He needs to come with
you. He's all right.
No, I'll come down and kick some balls with
all
you.
All the best. Excuse me?
No, I'm going to come down and kick some balls with the boys.
Yeah, I said excuse me. Sunday, taking on Wellington Phoenix, 2:30 local time. That's the kickoff. Let's get around them. Adelaide United season 2017-2018.
Reds fans, we've got to get on board.
Urs's last name again,
Urson Gullum.
Well done.
Beautiful.
Beautiful. Yeah. Urs, thanks for coming in.
Thank you, guys. Thank you. Thank you very much. Thanks for having me.
It is the Rush Hour with Jars and Louis on 104.7 Triple M. We've been able to finally track him down. He's a man we hold dear on this show. He's leaving us. He's joined the Western Bulldogs. He's Jackson Trengove, and Jack joins us right now. Jacko, welcome. I want to say congratulations, but I reckon there's probably a tinge of sadness as well that you're leaving Port Adelaide.
Yeah, g'day, boys. Yeah, it's probably a little bit of both mixed in one. Obviously, very happy to join Western Bulldogs and think their future is going to be bright. But leaving a club that I've been at for so long is always hard for the boys and obviously the club as well.
Jacko, are you angry, annoyed? Are you PO on the Port Adelaide Footy Club for what they did to you? Because we felt that you were still important in terms of the Port Adelaide football side. You can win a premiership with this young group going forward. Are you angry about Port Adelaide, what they did?
Oh, not at all, mate. I think, I had the conversation with Ken probably over the last couple of weeks, and probably still to this day, I believe that I could have played in that last game and made a big difference. And that's something that, you know, we'll agree to disagree on because it wasn't the case for me. It was about, you know, securing my future and going to, obviously, Melbourne, I've got a little daughter and, you know, it's going to be great to get back to my parents and my partner's parents as well. So it's all exciting times and obviously I think the Bulldogs' future is going to be huge as well.
Jacko, Port's list manager Jason Cripps said this about you, and I think it sums you up best, that you delivered as much, if not more, off the field as you did on it during your 9 years. And you led from the forefront when times were tough, and you stuck fat and got a lot of boys to come with you. So you must be, or you should be, very proud, mate, of your contribution to that football club.
Yeah, I am, and that's something that I'll hold dearly. And the way that I, you know, went out at the end was probably, you know, a little bit different to normal circumstance. I wanted to be, you know, a place where I'll be able to come back to in time, because I have shared a lot of memories and a lot of great times at the Port Adelaide Footy Club.
Jacko, what's impressed you about Luke Beveridge, the Western Bulldogs senior coach?
I've had a numerous amount of chats with him over the last couple of weeks, and he's just an impressive guy just to chat to. Not only the way he goes about it, I think what you see in the media is exactly what he is in real life. He's honest and just cares about his players, which, you know, really appealed to me. And obviously that young list that they've got there also excites me, a fair bit.
Jacko, I take it you're not going to the BNF tonight?
No, I'm not. I'm in Perth. It was one of those things I armed and armed about and spoke to, you know, Keith Thomas and Kenny and all that about, but it was just something that I felt after today I need to move on. It's been a pretty tough 2 months for me, as you guys know, coming into the studio. It's been up and down, and I've had to really, you know, work hard on my mental strength to get through. I just need a bit of a break and to move on with what's coming in the future for me and my family.
Well, mate, thanks so much for taking the time out today, but most importantly, thanks for joining us all this year. We've got great insight into you. Really enjoyed your commentary and have loved watching you play, and cannot wait for you to roll out at the Western Oval next year, mate.
No, I appreciate it, boys. Appreciate all the support that you've given me, and there's always a spare room in Melbourne if you need it, lads.
Well, we might have to take you up on that, Jacko.
A couple of beers.
Last one. That spare room might get gobbled up if little baby Jarman Impey follows you across.
Yeah, look, he's got a big decision that he's going to have to make in the next, you know, couple of weeks. Obviously, it's it's up to him what he does. I'll obviously want him to come to the Bulldogs, but he's got a big decision. He has to make that on his own. I'll obviously be there to support him, as I have through, you know, the good and the bad for the last couple of years. But he's got a big decision which he'll make in some time.
The good thing over there, mate, there's city bikes everywhere, all the right across the city.
Yeah, but they're all in the Yarra.
He'll be okay. Jacko. Good luck to you and your family, mate. All the best. And as we said, mate, thank you so much for the effort you gave us.
I appreciate it, boys. Thank you.
I'm sure all the Port fans are saying the same thing.
Absolutely.
What a clubman, Jackson Trengrove, here on the Rush Hour. And we wish him all the best of luck.
Oh, Lou, is that it?
He's at the kennel. We're done. Adios, amigos.
Is that our footy season done?
Yep.
That means we now go into the trade, or do we have a...
You and I.
Exit meetings with our people next week.
There will be none of those, because as you and I know, the fact we're still on air suggests that we're going okay.
Yeah, okay. Fair enough.
Luke. You know what, us, we don't need to be told.
Yeah. Being elite standards.
Yeah, that's it. We're going to have a week off. Going to leave you in the very capable hands of...
Biggles.
And Tex.
You? And Sam. No, not me. I'm having a week off as well.
What?
Hang on.
No.
You just had holidays.
No, I didn't.
You did not long ago.
Actually, no, I did. Yeah, you're right.
You've got to be out of holidays with the amount of surgeries and time off you've had.
No, he's got to stay on board.
Murph, we can't take the whole band on holidays.
No, I trust Biggles.
Yeah, well, it's not that we don't trust Biggles. It's the fact that you're coming along with us, which infers to me, Jazz.
I'm not actually coming with you.
No, but it infers to me, or more in particular to the listener, that you might not be a cog below, but you might be on the same level as us. Jazz, have you got anything to add? You're in the boss's hip pocket.
I just think it's flog behaviour. He doesn't deserve time off. You just had a break, mate. Luke and I have worked really hard with the family.
Can I tell you the honest truth? I don't know if I could actually... I'm still raw after the grand final. I don't know if I could be in the same studio as Tex and Sam next week.
Jeez.
Oh, family, have a great week.
Good on your family.
Take care.
Hey, Juice. You rest
too.
Up.
I'll be, yeah.
You recharge.
I've got a lot of earthing to do.
Yeah, we need you back. All right. Find your way.
Take care, mate.
Good luck on the tools.
See you guys.
All right, family, have a great time next week, and we'll see you in 10 days' time. Yep. About that? Do you want to be back then, Jazz? Might come on a Tuesday, I might.
I'm done.
He's gone.
He's gone.
Have a great weekend, everyone.